when we go through any activity. Suppose you want to plant, you know, you are making a pit, digging a pit, and you are going to plant a plantain. To us, it's a productive activity. But just think about it. You are changing the ratio of forces there. To them, a tsunami is coming there. You are disturbing so many weeds, so many insects. From their platform, it's a total destruction. To you, to somebody, it's a productivity. So in every activity, if we start observing, there will be violence and non-violence. But as far as we are concerned, from our platform. So when you say Ramayana or Bhagavad Gita, this we are quoting from Bhagavad Gita only. Whatever we are reading now, it is coming from Bhagavad Gita only. He says, Ma Manusmara Yudhyacha. Remember me and fight the battle of life. They are already slain. You are not doing it. In order to bring home this idea, Gita was enacted or Kurukshetra was enacted. Let us not get stuck to that. He says God, in order to make us know that God is behind everything, he set up a stage and brought it out. We are talking of Himsa and Ahimsa at the plane of duality. So long as we are in the plane of duality, till we reach that stage, these are all helping contributory factors. So you become non-violent in nature, you try to bring in all these values in your life, you are ensuring by taking your spiritual discipline, you are bringing out all these latent ones. Okay. But all these have relevance only at the dual stand. When we are being told, when we reach the ultimate, there is no Himsa or Ahimsa. Suddenly to talk from that platform and rather than remaining in the dual state, this is what is happening to us. That stage is a higher state. That which is beyond the sense of duality. There Himsa or Ahimsa is not there. So long as I feel I am an individual, Himsa and Ahimsa is there.
So Arjuna was speaking from the duality.
Yeah. Krishna was talking about the non-dual nature. Yes. Then we start analyzing it. Yes. Whenever we plunge ourselves into any activity, it also has this both. It's concomitant. Mataji used to say, good and evil are concomitant. To some it will be good. To some it will be bad. To some means, to the human, not human being or other species. Suppose when we want to put a plant, industrial plant, so many things we are now hearing, you know, endocellophane for example. It's an industrial activity, gives employment to so many people directly or indirectly. It triggers a lot of economic activity, so and so forth, okay. But at the same time, it damages so many. Plastic has come now, you know, for the past 25-30 years into the field. It has been a very great help. When we were all children, we did not know what plastic was. We were all carrying cloth bag only. Never we used to put anywhere else. Suppose we go for shopping, we carry a bag. Then we bring it, that's all. Then after that, everybody thought this plastic is very nice. And now plastic has become a hindrance. Now, when we analyze now, you know, plastic is helpful, but at the same time it is a hindrance. Then we start analyzing it for every activity, this is there. Oh, this is good and evil. You can look at from one platform you can say it's good, from another platform you can say it is evil. You were talking about Ramayana. You know, the whole Ramayana story became prominent because of one actor called Mandara there. You remember Mandara? Mandara was the housemaid of Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi was one among the four wives of Dasharatha, Sri Rama's father. So the coronation has to take place next tomorrow morning. Tonight, this Mandara went on telling Kaikeyi that if you allow this coronation to take place, you will be on streets. Your son Bharata, no, he is not at the moment. So she tried her level best, and Kaikeyi was very much attached to Rama. So she said, "What are you talking nonsense? Rama will never do like that. Stop talking all this nonsense." Again she tried, again she tried, again she tried. Finally, when she knew it will not work, she went and whispered. For what purpose he has come, don't you know? And you allow him to be made a king tomorrow and sit here? Is that for that purpose he has come here? You must have some sense. That's why I am telling you. Oh, then she remembered. Ajana, what to do? You act. Ask him to go to 14 years for Paras. Let him abdicate his throne. Acha. For all of us, Mandara is the villain. She was the one who spoiled the whole thing. But in reality, we should all thank her. If she had not done, Rama would not have become famous. We always say, you know, thanks to the TT and the South Africa train who threw Gandhiji out. Otherwise, he would have become a successful lawyer and kept quiet. A father and a husband and two sons. He was at that time, we were told, he was drawing about 8,000 to 9,000 rupees a month with a roaring practice in South Africa. M.K. Gandhi. But when the TT pushed him out, that this is not meant for you Asiatics, coolies, this is only for whites. So he said he has got a valid ticket. He has been given ticket by the railway authorities. And he has got valid ticket. He is not trespassing. And he was a barrister. And still with all that, he was just pushed out. It made him to think about the pitiable plight of Asiatics in South Africa, which paved the way for the formation of African National Congress. And he started talking about Satyagraha. Then through the whole thing, you know, from a barrister's life, the Mahatma in him started coming out one by one, one by one. And rest of the part is a part of history. So there should be some instrumental cause. So what does it so? The so-called negative factor, the so-called, or the labeled negative factor, is not really a negative factor. Some instrumental cause is necessary. Take the case of Papa. Papa was subjected to go through the, what do you call, he had a successive failure. In all that he went, he did not have a good education, okay? He was not a bright student. Somehow he couldn't even complete the matriculation. Then somehow he joined the Victoria Technical Institute to learn this dyeing or whatever. Then afterwards, you know, he was trying for a job and he got a job. He got married in between. He got a daughter also. Then he will get a job, he will try to settle down. In 6 months, 7 months, the job will be out of job. Again, he starts hunting for another job. Where all he has gone? Right, from Gujarat up to south part of Kerala. Kollam. In various mills he has worked. He will get a job, then he will lose it. He will get a job, he will lose it. So because of this instability, his family life was also not harmonious. And then finally, you know, when he came back to Mangalore, his father-in-law said, "We will start a business on textiles." That is the biggest failure. With that, you know, even the relationship got strained. Then he started his own business. That was the top. At that time, you know, he is a despair, utter despair. If that had not happened, you would not be sitting here. If he was able to manage, he would have, Vittal Rao would have become a grandfather, great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather, thus. So in order to push him to this, in order that we all get the benefit of talking in 2011, God caused so many such successive failures in his life to turn his direction, so that the all that is good and great that was lying dormant in him will come out. So this makes us to think about it. So behind every so-called labeled negativity, there is a positive assertion. It's for good. That is why Papa used to say everything is happening by the will of God, and whatever He does is ultimately for our good. So when we go through all these things, we may seemingly know. In Mahabharata, you know, the whole thing started because Vishwakarma has built a beautiful palace for Pandavas. So then, when you see the floor, it will look like, you know, water is there. Duryodhana and party came for the Griha Pravesh. So when he thought, you know, there were water, so he was walking like this. Actually, there was no water. So later on, in some other room, when he went, he thought there would be water. He just walked. There was full of water. So he slipped and fell down. From the first floor, you know, Panchali was seeing this. And she said, Andhika beta andhe. Blind man's son is also blind. Because his father was blind, Duryodhana's. That word she should not have uttered. When she said that word, you know, he got greatly offended, hurt. On that day he took a vow. One day you will pay for this, what you have said. And that is how this whole war idea started in his mind. Otherwise this war idea would not have been there. He refused to give even five houses. When Sri Krishna came there for mediation, he said, we will settle for 5 houses, nothing being, I will not give anything. Why, you know? He wanted to revenge. One day I want to pay back what she said. So, seemingly, you know, then we would not have got Bhagavad Gita. So, if Bhagavad Gita had to come, there should be a Kurukshetra war. If Kurukshetra war had to come, means Duryodhana should take such a tough stand, an unjust stand. And why, for that, the Asuric tendency is it should be kindled. Then Panchali's words were instrumental. We will not blame Panchali, she shouldn't have said that. But God will that she should utter that word, then only all these things will happen. And you and I will read a Bhagavad Gita and start understanding something about life. That is why nothing is to be written off, nobody is to be belittled. Everything has got a purpose. That is how it builds up. As I know, coming back to Ahimsa and Ahimsa, when we know that it is at the dual plane, it is there. Morning also both of us were sharing each other. Some do's and don'ts are necessary at the initial stages. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, this Ahimsa is there. Not only in one chapter. In so many chapters it comes. In 13 he says, Amanittam Adambittam Ahimsa Shandirarjavam. In 16 he says, Abhayam Satasam Shuddhi Jnana Yoga Vivasthidi Dhanam Damasthi Ajnascha Swadhyayastabharjavam Ahimsa. Ahimsa Satyam Akrodham. In as many places as possible he brings out that word Ahimsa. People may think when he was giving a lecture to Arjuna, ask him to fight. How can this go together? So we come to know that the Ahimsa or Ahimsa, definitely at our stage it is necessary. When we reach the top stage, from where we can see everything. At the ground level, when we see, you know, all these things are separate, it doesn't seem too beautiful. Distortions in creation, distortions in structure, so many. But when you rise up, when you see from the hilltop or from the aircraft, it's beautiful, no? So when we reach that stage, this dual concept is not there. But until we reach that stage, these disciplines are necessary. So this is meant for people for our stage. We have a sense of individuality. And when we are striving towards to reach that stage, so then there, satya, ahimsa, brahmacharya, asteya, aparigraha, aswad, all these values, every mahatma, every scripture keeps on harping this, we have to hold on. No exemption. They are not given any exemption. That is why he was able to take that, you know, even the scorpion. In the estate, you know, we were having about more than 1,000 acres at that time, the management. So there will be a lot of snakes, so many wild. So snakes, you know, when somebody says, there is a snake, workers will get frightened. So we have got a maestri, you know, maestri means supervisor, who is a snake catcher. So we sent word for him, Ayyappa by name. I have seen with my own eyes how he does it. Suppose in one part of the estate some operation will be going on. Suddenly we will hear a sound, all of them screaming. Why? A big snake is there. Oh, wait. We send word for this Ayyappa. We also go there. This Ayyappa will go there. Where is the snake there? Subramanya, Velayida. He is straight away go and catch. And then we have got earthen pots ready there. Then immediately he will bring it to the office. Like this only he will bring. And then we give him an earthen pot, he will put the snake there. Then cover it, tie it up. We make a small hole. Then pour little milk. Then we take the jeep. We go to the guard section. We slowly break the earthen pot. The snake goes. We worked there for 20-25 years. The estate came into existence definitely in 40s, 30s and 40s, okay? So then 40-50 years, okay? We have never heard anybody dying of a snake bite. Never. Poisonous. So what does it mean? Proven. These are some stories, you know. We were there. So that means when we don't develop any ill will, we don't feel insecure, when we feel comfortable with the system and there is no fear in our mind, nothing will do that. And we will not, even in our thought, we will entertain killing or hurting anything. He will never allow us to use any insecticide, pesticide, even for plucking this, coffee and pepper. Picking season, when it comes, you know, there will be a lot of red ants. You know, red ants you have seen? Mm-hmm. Very powerful. In other states, they put this BHC powder before they pluck. And everything drops down. He never allow in our estate. So then how to pluck? They get, no, they bite, no? So we give them this turmeric powder or ash. And if they still feel, they cannot, he said, he'll leave it. But nobody leaves it. With this ant bite, they will somehow pluck. So first they will go and put this turmeric powder. That smell, you know, that smell drives them away for some time. By that time, you should go and pluck. Somebody argued with him. I said, you are doing digging, you are doing pruning, it involves a lot of himsa. He said, I don't say 100% is possible for me. Whatever is possible, I should do, you know. Just because I have to do that, that doesn't mean that I should cause injury for this. And I don't justify. To maintain this estate, I have to do that. I agree. I may not be perfect to that extent. But that doesn't mean that whenever opportunities are given to me to save one single soul, I should do it. For the sake of this, I should not. When we drive in the vehicle, you know, in the evenings, you know, the radiator, there will be a lot of flies coming towards the radiator. Every now and then he will stop. He will just rush out, save one or two or three, which got just stuck. But there will be some who would have already died. So I used to argue with him on those days. Knowing this, why should you drive? He said, yes, we should not drive. But we got stuck, you know, we had no choice. Okay. But when we drive, can we not save as many as possible? So much so good, na? Practical philosophy. And all these things, I get back all those things. Lot of charitable activities also, like ashram, you know, we have a lot of activities. Like giving aid for the education for the poor, medical aid. Medical aid, for example, I tell you. One day, I was just keeping my bike, going to the office. This man is very blunt and crude in his expression. So somebody came there for some help. He looked very, very, very weak. So I told him in Malayalam, don't tell him English. I told him, don't tell him anything bluntly. He is in a very critical state. Then I looked at him. I think we will give him 300, 400 rupees. So he was telling from there, Swami, what is the use of giving 300, 400 rupees? He will buy the ration, that's all. But he will not attend on himself. Why don't you take him to the doctor? We always know that he has got a sixth sense. So we took him in the vehicle and went to the nearest hospital where we have arrangements. So he was examined. Doctor said, please wait for 10-15 minutes. I was waiting. He came out and said, you brought him at the right stage. He has passed 450 in his sugar level. Now he will slip into coma. Then we can't do anything here now. So you brought him, we will try our level best. So he was immediately admitted there, made arrangements for his food, sent to 300-400 rupees to his house to buy ration or something. And every day while going to office, I used to go and meet him. He was almost in an unconscious state for 2-3 days. On the third day or fourth day, he was up again. So when I went, you know, he got up from the cart, caught hold of my feet and said, you are God. I said, I am not God. God is sitting there. I wanted to dispose you with 300 rupees. He said, no. If you give 300 rupees, he will buy ration. And you will not go to the doctor. And it was effortless. Spontaneous. There are many, many such instances he has taught us by his simple life. How to make karma akarma. That's why we started the topic, you know. And many instances, you know, he has taught that spirituality is possible in workaday life. 100% honest, straightforward, conscientious. We don't have to give any untrue statement anywhere. Tax authorities means we can, they all know. Central excise, any statutory, they know this man is an honest man. Everywhere. Nothing against the norms. 100% value based. 100%, not 99. 100% value based. So he has shown us, yes, whatever is possible you do. And at the same time, don't tom-tom and say it is possible. Whatever you are doing is right. No. It is possible for you. He will make it always say. Both of us were traveling. Suddenly we came to know there was an accident in a place called Calcutta where a lorry tire, no, lorry was going. A child was crossing. Suddenly the child fell down. The lorry, the front tire went on his toes. So he has been taken. And rumors said that he is an orphan boy attached to some boarding school. But this man immediately heard. He told me, Swami, we should rush up. I think it is an orphan boy in our boarding. So we rushed up. He was the same boy. Then, you know, immediately he said, we have to go to Calicut. He was being taken to Calicut. Calicut is about 60 kilometers away from Wayanad. Why you know? This boy has nobody to tell. So if nobody is there, they will amputate. Because that is easy, you know. So we went back to the estate, took some money, rushed up to Calicut. By the time we reached the Calicut Medical College, the lorry driver has brought the child out. And we went to the doctor. An orthopedic surgeon was there for the casualty ward. We told him, doctor, operation will take place now. You give him biryani and then come and talk to me. He was in a furious mood. So we couldn't understand why he was shouting like this. Biryani? There won't be any operation today. The boy was admitted. We came back. We never used to bribe anybody. Never do that. So then James said, you know, we will go to his quarters. Find him. If he wants money, we will pay him. Okay. To save this boy. So we went. Knocked at the door. He opened. We told him we are coming from Wayanad. We are not directly connected with this boy. The boy is an orphan. He is in an orphanage. We came to know of this accident. Then we thought, you know, because his father and mother is not there, nobody will be there to tell you about this. That is why we rushed him. If he is amputated, you know, tomorrow he cannot stand on his own legs. So if there is any way by which you can save his leg, we wanted to, that's why we came all the way. Suddenly, you know, the whole, I can still remember the face of the doctor. He made us to sit, he apologized. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have told you that. You know what happened? The lorry driver, out of his love and compassion for this child, he has given some fruit juice as we were nearing the hospital. So he cannot give in anesthesia, no? For operation, he has to be given some anesthesia. So that is why he said, you give biryani and ask me to do it. I shouldn't have told you. Anyway, now that you have done your part, you know, rest assured, he will not be amputated. He will not be amputated. He may have some slight distortion, but he can still manage. Don't worry, you can safely go back. I once again apologize. No, doctor, we will remain there till the operation is over. Okay. We took a room in the hotel. Yesterday we went there. Doctor said, don't worry. And he went there. After 2.5 hours or 3 hours, the body was brought back. I have not amputated. Then he said, don't give a pipe to anybody here. I will take charge of this boy. Once in a way, you can come and see. And in 15 days, you can discharge and go. And we have sent somebody from the estate. And you know, that boy later became an auto rickshaw driver. See his farsight, you know. Commitment total. He taught us so many lessons. What is spirituality, you know? He taught us so many lessons. This is spirituality. This is spirituality. This is spirituality. In workaday life. In workaday life. This care and concern. Quality, care and concern for others. Spirituality is nothing but quality, care and concern for others. To reach that, you know, we are undergoing all this spiritual discipline. But the outcome is this. Any Mahatma, you know, when we go near a Mahatma, we find that, you know, there is a quality, care and concern for everybody. So the spiritual growing up flowers for this. And this is what we see. And Jane, tomorrow if possible, will share some more incident. So many such incidents where he will forget about it. Akarma, as we have seen in 4th chapter, means effortless, burdenless, natural. When we read this, the whole our association with him comes before us. Minutest detail. And it's all spontaneous. He will suddenly say so. And 99 out of 100, but he was right. His assumption would have been right. charitable activities, everything like that. Selfie, nobody will know. Like ashram, same tradition. Later on when we came to the ashram, we came to know that this is also here. Nobody will know, only the benefactor and the beneficiary knows. None else knows. Because no need to say. Effortless, natural, burdenless. He passed away recently. Even after we left him, so close. He came to see Swamiji also when he was sick there. He used to come here once in a while. He doesn't normally go to any Hindu ashram. A devout Jain. So whenever we pass through this area, you know, we used to say we'll go to ashram and see Mataji and go. He has great regard for Mataji. So both of us will come, go straight to Mataji. Mataji will say, you have your food. Yes, yes, we'll have our food. Have your food. Sleep for some time, then come to me for prasad, then you go. Otherwise, don't go. And then, that's how we used to come. Then he always say, Mataji, great regard for Mataji. Because he will not talk anything. The moment he sees Mataji, there will be a sashtanga pranam. And he likes the Ramnam tune also. Then he will say, very shanti there. Just to look at Mataji, that is sufficient. You get all peace.
What you said yesterday was so striking that it was not because she loved you, it was because she was loved.
Yes, no. Because if she loved, if I loved me, that means she is not loving others, no. Everybody has some special stories. If you ask Radha Amma, she will have some stories. If you ask any devotee, they will have some stories. That means each one feels, I am special, she has got consideration for them. The same feeling she gives to everybody, you know. Whether he is a stranger or a senior devotee. It will be same. That's why Papa said, is Papa Brahma's special mold. I was telling them, ashram was finding it very extremely difficult to make both ends meet in 50s, 60s. Ashram will always have liabilities because of Mataji's commitment. She will buy land, she will buy articles, and she will build, and the creditors list will be big. But that is not her concern. She said that is Papa's responsibility to clear. So then some devotees used to come, they go to the office, find out from Balaji Mama what is the present day credit, and then they give a check and settle it and then go. So the show goes on in late 50s or early 60s. Mataji developed some problem for teeth or something and she has to go to Bombay. So when the program was fixed, Papa gave from his bag 250 rupees. 250 rupees is a big amount in 60s. Very big amount. So, if you read the God experience, Papa has mentioned, as soon as Ramdas gave her 250 rupees, she made it into 5 rupees. She doesn't like these big, big notes. So, 5 rupee note. And she started distributing like Papa. And if Ramdas had stretched his hand, you also would have got one. So, by the time she left to the Kanjangar station, she must have distributed more than 200. Acha, with that she went. After 2 or 3 months she comes back. And religiously she gives back the balance amount, 400 or 500 rupees. So Papa knew it cannot be 400 or 500. So he said he checked up from friends. What would have been the total collection Mataji would have made? Must be about 8,000 to 9,000. 8,000 to 9,000 in don't those days. Acha, ashram is in debt, okay. But she did not bother to bring back. She had so many children there to be given, you know. That is Mataji. It became clearer to us when we went through a registered document later. People who are going to sit in administration tomorrow, they should never circumscribe a contract to this ashram. She made it very clear. What is Papa's universal mansion? In that she says, Papa's universal mansion, you know, the sky is the roof, earth is the floor, east, west, north, south are the four walls. And Anandashram is a tiny little room in that. So whatever we do in that room should reach out to this. See, whatever we may say, now when we, so long as we identify ourselves with ashram, our interest for this ashram will be definitely 1% more than any other thing. Naturally, you know. Whatever we may say, whether we go for solitude, whether we go for elsewhere, so long as we have got some tag here, heart of heart, our interest for this ashram will be definitely 1% more. But here we find Mataji giving the same consideration for the institution she floated, for the institution which was struggling to exist. But at the same time, her universal vision never allowed her to contract to Anandashram. When we went to Gujarat and after the earthquake, we took up one village and took up construction of 100 houses. It all went on beautifully. In 1 year everything was over. It was a very big project. So we went there for 3 times. One to identify, and after 6 months to evaluate, and after 6 months to hand it over. So with a jubilant mood, when we came back, we were telling Swamiji, everything went off extremely well. Then Swamiji recollected. Swamiji recollected. Actually, you know, Swamiji was also having tears when he was explaining. Papa, Mataji, Swamiji, they were coming from Gujarat to. And when once she saw a lot of hutments, you know, small huts, she said, "When am I going to give them some houses? My lot is like that. I am never blessed to give anybody anything, Mataji." And it really came from her heart. So her sankalpa cannot go in vain, you know. That is why she forced us to go there and saw to it that the entire project goes on beautifully. Somewhere when she was driving, she meant this. All these people should get at these beautiful houses. So Swamiji said, it was Mataji Sankalpa. Otherwise, where are we? Where is this place? We had no idea. We are going for the first time. We happen to know from the... See, when one day somebody announced there is a big earthquake in Gujarat, many, many people were... They lost their relations, they lost their properties. So on that day night, after 10 o'clock, we came and told Swamiji. Normally, when we hear such things, we used to send some money to some relief committee. Swamiji, instead of giving money, why not we construct 10 houses directly and give? Then immediately Swamiji said, why should we limit to 10? We will have 100... Okay. So that triggered the whole thing. Then we started contacting our friends in Ahmedabad to locate a village. And the government, you know, nobody was clear. She was asked to go from this department to that department to this department. Finally, 15 days, she said, I had wasted my time and I don't get any clue. Then we said, no, it can't be. So we will go directly to any village. Very devastated village. So then she located a village called Dahisar, and then everything is in shambles. She informed us. So we went from here. Some friends from Bombay came. We went and saw the by our own. Then we asked them, well, who is in charge? Who is the mukhya here? And how do we handle this? What will you do? What are we to do? Where is the new... have you got space? Can we remove all these debris and reconstruct there? Or otherwise, if we abandon this, do you have a new place? So we want you to give us an answer in 2-3 days' time, then we will try to see. So finally they said, we will leave it untouched and we will go in for a plot where there are no houses, new plots. I said, then you will bring. I said, what will you do? What will you do? Then everything was arranged. So we said, we will ensure quality. So we appointed an engineer, an architect, a structural engineer, supervisor. Then everything was streamlined. Depending upon the progress of the work, we used to send money. Every time somebody goes from Madras or Bombay to check up the quality, and there is a three-tier clearance, then only we will release the payment. Because then it was a 1 crore project. Then everything went out beautifully, sitting from here. And water facility, electricity, everything was given. A new layout. Ma Krishna Nagar, we named it. After that we have not gone. After that we have not. Though they keep coming us, to us and asking us to go there. So then we remembered Swamiji telling, Mataji, while passing through there, she commented, when are we going to give some houses for these people? That is Mataji. Okay, I think that is enough today. Ending with Mataji's. We owe everything to her only. Because Papa used to say, but for Mataji, this ashram would not have come at all. So if we are talking today, it's only because of Mataji. Ayo. Om Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. 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 Om Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.